Welcome back, everybody. Still in tangent with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian, that's Luke. I'm in Waukesha, broadcasting on 540 AM and 101 FM, the Shaw. Luke's over in Madison. He's broadcasting on 1580 AM. That's WTTN and also Devil Radio 92.7 FM.
Yeah.
Check us out on the Devil Radio app.
And after you check us out on the app, you can know that I'm broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios here in Madison, Wisconsin.
Yes. Love them Solidarity Realty people. And I'm sorry I got to miss, I had to miss Jesse. Jesse and I flew at each other, basically. He was going to Orlando when I was coming from Orlando.
He's down there now, so.
He seems to be having a better time of it than I do.
How do you know?
So far, he seems to be happy and smiling. No, I had a great time. I got to hang out with Amy, my daughter. I just got really, really drunk going around the world. I am not used to drinking anymore.
Epcot will do that to you, man.
Folks, just so you know, if you happen to be, let's say, an epic drinker and, let's say, a wonderful, magical Viking of a drinker type of guy, an Irishman type of thing, and a professional bartender, and then you don't for a while, you can't just ride it like a bicycle. Just throwing it out there, you just can't. It's not like riding a bicycle. There are certain things that are not like riding a bicycle again.
And that is one of them.
100%. So. That's info I'm going to share with you guys. So
there you go. That's all we need to hear, though.
Yeah, but for 100%. Yeah. So, please.
Yeah, we're catching you up, Brian, on the headlines of what's going on here in Wisconsin. So, like I mentioned, beginning of last week, we had a new formal announcement for the fourth contender that was entering the Wisconsin Republican gubernatorial primary this year, and Tim Michaels kind of. Like you said, it's almost comical.
He
consulted on the Clayfish campaign, and he decided, you know, I'm going to do this myself. I want to run. I could be the governor. And he had previously ran against Feingold in 2004, ran for U.S. Senate back then. And so it's not a first-time candidate. He's done it before statewide. He had flirted with previous runs. I believe he might have even ran for governor briefly in the 2010 cycle. He has some experience. If he didn't formally run in 2010, he had flirted with it then.
He's used to sucking votes out of a primary. He's good at it.
And so, well, it's interesting because now that he's formally announced in this race, Brian, it seems like there's a lot of maybe potentially Republicans that are not too happy that he announced. There's kind of some blood out there in the water for this Republican primary because now reports are surfacing that Michaels might not actually live in Wisconsin like he contends he does.
Right? What?
Yeah. So
tell
get this.
More.
Get this. We got a headline today. Breaking earlier today. Gubernatorial candidate Tim Michaels refutes claims of out-of-state residency. That's over at the Wisconsin State Journal. And I'm going to dive a little bit into this piece, Brian.
I'm going to call him Mary Poppins. That guy's got a carpet for a bag.
It's got... not only does he have a carpet for a bag, but it's got some, I don't know, lingering scent of voter fraud, maybe? Who knows?
Oh, so let's
dive into the piece. It's written by Mitchell Schmidt over at the State Journal. Millionaire businessman Tim Michaels, who formally launched his campaign for governor last week, is refuting claims that he has largely resided outside of the state over the last several years.
How do you, I did live there.
This should be pretty easy. Shouldn't he just be able to show his tax forms and say that my primary residence is here?
Bills. You bring a bill.
But you claim it on your taxes. Even if you have residencies in two states, Brian, you have to claim one of the states as your primary residence.
Where did he register to vote? Because at least in Wisconsin, I know that you have to bring, you know, proof of your residency.
Michaels, who co-owns Brownsville-based Michaels Corporation, a family-owned international energy and infrastructure construction business, issued a statement Monday in response to a recent report on the conservative website Wisconsin Right Now that questioned whether Michaels has spent most of the last 9 years in Wisconsin or in the New York City area, including a $17 million home in Greenwich, Connecticut.
That's Greenwich.
Greenwich. Anyway. Okay. I was reading, I was like Greenwich. I knew it was wrong.
I don't know what happens. They just all get bored with English and stop pronouncing the correct
letters. I'm a Wisconsin native, and so when I read it, I was like Greenwich. No, there's something else that's referred to. I can't do any of the Boston area. hey man, that's not
Duplane.
I know exactly. It just it all makes sense. Not at all.
But so he purchased that $17 million home in late 2020. The report detailed more than $30 million in properties purchased by Michaels in Connecticut and New York from 2015 to 2020. Moving on down further in the piece, Michael, who also owns a home in Heartland, said he had, quote, spent the bulk of my time in Wisconsin and blamed, quote, special interests in Madison for the report, though he didn't specify how much time he spent in or out of the state.
It's the special interest groups that are reporting?
It's the special interest groups that are putting out this report saying, hey, man, he's bought a lot of really expensive property out on the East Coast, and do we know that he even lives here?
Where'd you register? Because, again, they have a problem with people registering and all that stuff. And I know because of that, you have to bring proof of residence, maybe a bill.
A bill. But they don't necessarily say, like, there's not a whole lot of follow-up there.
No, you're Tim Michaels. You're fine.
Yeah. Why question it for a white, rich man coming in and registering to vote? You think there's that many election officials questioning his voter registration here in the state of Wisconsin?
If they have the same voting day, do we have to find a charter of him flying from one place?
Hang on here.
Oh, really?
Quote,
I'm purely speculating. I haven't even looked at this article in even a little bit. I'm totally speculating.
Quote, I paid my taxes here, Michael said. I voted here. Wisconsin is home and always will be. Anyone insinuating anything to the contrary is just plain wrong. Michaels is one of several GOP candidates running in the August 9th primary. And goes and details the other
I've always been a huge UConn fan. That's why the hat.
That's why, yeah, exactly. Wisconsin Right Now reported that between 2013 and 2021, all three of Michael's children attended and graduated from high schools in Connecticut and New York City. Speaking with conservative radio host Dan O'Donnell on Monday, Michael said his children may have spent much of the past several years outside of the state, but added he has largely maintained residency in Wisconsin. That seems like he's flirting with one of those lines there. He's largely maintained residency in Wisconsin.
Never mind my Whalers tattoo.
Forget the fact that my family is all going to school in Connecticut or New York City. And
all right, if you had the choice to be in two residencies and your family was in one and you could just be alone in the other, where would you be? Huh? Right? But we're the family values people, but then we're also we're the men type of thing. We do the thing. It doesn't matter. No one cares anyway.
Quote, I'm the guy on the ballot. I'm the one that is running for governor because I can't take it anymore. Michael said in an interview with, quote, anybody who is trying to portray my family as being other than genuine Wisconsin hardworking people is just plain politics.
They're not. They live in Connecticut. They might be hardworking people, but they're Connecticut hardworking people.
I don't understand.
I'm not disparaging your family, although Connecticut is a choice, definitely. I know people from Connecticut. Most of them just wish they were in New York or Massachusetts.
Isn't this the whole reason that Sean Duffy didn't get in this race, Brian, was because he had already moved to New Jersey and he was like, oh, I love Wisconsin, but I don't live there anymore. And now my wife's got the Fox News gig and we're happy here in New Jersey. That's the whole reason Donald Trump wanted Sean Duffy to run for governor. In this primary.
Yeah.
And Duffy turned him down because he lived on the East Coast.
Even Sean Duffy was like, this is a problem. And then this guy was like, okay, so I worked on this campaign. The campaign. Now, let's not forget that Rebecca Clayfish is pretty much the anointed next governor.
She's been running for it for the last 4 years.
Yes, she's been the anointed one, and everybody expected her to be the thing. So, Michael's leaving her campaign, even as a consultant, but who had worked on the
advisor,
campaign.
Advisor, whatever, yeah.
Advisor, yeah. Knows a little bit more about what's going on than most of us do, at least for the interior politics of the campaign, and decided to go off on his own. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that he's trying to hurt her either. It just depends on who you think. Who's he going to siphon votes from? Is he going to siphon votes from the independent bloc? Is he going to siphon votes from Rebecca, or is he going to siphon votes from the Rampton campaign? Because is he the cure for the Rampton campaign? Are they hoping that he'll siphon enough votes off of Rampton that he won't be a factor anymore.
I don't think he's going to siphon off votes for Rantham. I think Rantham's going to get the farthest extreme election deniers, and there's some excellent polling from the Marquette University Law School showing last week that the people that believe the 2020 election was stolen are the most excited to go out and vote in 2022. And so what Voss and Gableman are doing is working, getting that Rantham portion of the vote fired up. But the question is going to be whether or not those Rantham voters are going to support whoever becomes the nominee after August. Because I think Rantham has that demographic locked up in the August 9th primary. I think that Michaels might be the answer then for the Nicholson question, because he's very similar candidate to Nicholson. He's ran for other statewide office before. He's got a veteran background. He's got the veteran background. He's got the business background.
But does he walk?
I think he was standing still in his campaign launch video. I think he
was
he was standing still in one of the Michaels Corporation or similar kind of manufacturing backgrounds. I don't think he was walking as much.
I'm Michaels, and I'm standing still in things that I've built. I'm Nichols, and I'm walking forward to things I want to build, but no one would let me.
He did say he wanted to flip Madison upside down, so maybe this is the Madison special interest in the Republican side striking back at him, releasing this information about where his taxes and properties
are.
It could just be reporters.
People reporting and doing a good job on vetting the campaign.
Well, that'll be the interesting aspect of it, Brian, because if he in fact claims Connecticut or one of these other East Coast properties on his taxes as his primary residency, does that not mean that he should not have been voting in Wisconsin over these last 9 years or so?
Well, that's something that Gableman might want to investigate if he's looking for voter fraud. I'm just throwing it out there.
We could throw it out there, but again, Gableman, he doesn't know how election works. Elections are not his. He's still learning. He's learning how elections work here in the state of Wisconsin, Brian. So maybe he could ask Nicholson about, or excuse me, Michaels about it, but I don't know what kind of answer he's going to get.
I'm still trying.
Brian's processing this in real time, folks.
I am, folks. Because again, this guy, I'm trying to figure out what the purpose of this whole thing is. Because, siphon from Nicholson. So are you just playing people off in each other, hoping that everyone will just go, Becky? Is that the outcome because my point is I'm thinking, I'm not necessarily sure that is Michaels really just defecting from Becky, or is he trying to act on her behalf by being a person that's a little bit, I don't know. Let's see what people think. Mark from the SAC, what do you think, man?
Well, you have to wonder if he saw something there that the self-destructive element in the Clefish campaign. But as far as Gableman goes, we have to address the fact the man is not independent at all. He is just a Republican stooge and a Donald Trump stooge, and that needs to be pointed out. They say, you can't be having these things as somebody independent. They claim both the lack of independence at the people, working the polls and all this. Yet this guy is just a complete lackey to Donald Trump. He's just one of Donald Trump's little slave boys,
there might be some perks to it. I guess maybe Gableman's like, I just want to get invited to some Coke-fueled orgies too, please. I don't know. I don't know.
Hey, you're not supposed to talk. Number one rule about those, you're not supposed to talk about them, because, man, do they lash out at anybody that talks about those as well.
I don't know if he was in one that Gableman could find his way into one. You know what I mean? I'm not even sure that he would. If actually presented with actual voter fraud, I'm not even entirely sure that Gableman would go and say, "Ha-ha, here it is, everyone." I don't know, because, again, I'm trying to figure out if this guy's actually trying to take himself seriously or not, because, again, he's biting the hand that's feeding him as well. And then the people get in the race, and then who? I don't know.
Is he playing the fool, or is he just a fool? We don't know yet, but we're going to find out.
No.
Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That's Brian. We got one more segment left in the day. Plenty of time for your calls. We'll be right back.
What do you say we go out on a date? Have some chicken, maybe some sex. See what happens.